This is what, a courtroom video system where you get to do things from the jail and have a video link?
Yeah, and really it's much broader than that. We currently have a system out there at the jail where video visitation, where somebody could walk in out there and not actually see the inmate face to face. I mean, they'll see them over this video. It's a proprietary system, and we've looked at systems to possibly do this from a courtroom and all in the past. This is the first time we've really seen one that might actually work well. This one is not a proprietary system. It's very secure. We've had a conference with a retired district judge out of Dallas County who actually helped set the system up in Dallas County while he was there. He's since retired. It can be used for a lot of things, not just jail, possibly not transporting. That's where we think we'll have some savings, not having to transport prisoners back and forth. There is going to be a need to transport some prisoners. There always will be, you know, but the ones that you wouldn't have to, that's something we're trying to get away from. It's more secure if they're out there in the jail and being seen and heard over video rather than bringing them up here, bringing them out of that secured environment. So that's one important issue. There is the possibility, but you have to have the approval of the judge and prosecutors and defense attorneys and all, and you know that's to be seen. But if we had this system set up where they might could have witnesses actually testify, you know, in a court case. Now, again, that wouldn't be my decision. That's going to be the judge and the prosecutor and the defense attorney to all agree that can happen. It's a possibility, though, with the system that we're looking at. I mean, there's things. It's even broad enough to where, let's say, in law enforcement, if there were an excellent instructor in some skill, rather than bringing them maybe here to do a training session, we might could set it up to where, you know, they actually are where they're at, and they do the training over video, just like they do with college classes now. It opens up to a lot of things. We're really trying to set it up because of, you know, transporting prisoners and for the courts and, you know, and jail. But it's really broader than that. I mean, it opens up to a lot of possibilities.
So this is something that's internet-based then?
Yes. Yes. And it's secure. I mean, I'm not technology savvy enough to understand, but they said it's 286 whatever, you know. I mean, you know, I think they told us that it'd take, if a hacker did one hack per second, it'd take 500-something thousand years to break into the system. So they tell us it's very secure.
Well,
and it has to be.
Yeah.
If it's a defense attorney dealing with his client over that, then it's got to be secure. I mean, that's one thing you've got to make sure, you know, because wouldn't be public, and you would not want somebody to be able to hack into the thing.
So what's the timetable to get all this installed?
We have to go through the RFP process unless we find that this system might be on a state contract. And it's a possibility it might be. If it's on a state contract, then we can go through, you know, and do it under state contract. Otherwise, we've got to go through the request for proposal and do bids on it and all that sort of thing. That usually takes, you know, 3 to 4 months. And, you know, then you start the process of working through it. And we've got to find out how much it's going to cost. I mean, you know, that's until we know how much it's going to cost, we don't know whether we can afford it or how much of it we can afford. You know, and it can be, we can do it in phases. We don't have to do this whole thing all at once. We can implement in phases, and that's probably what we'll do. Just depending on cost, we'll have to take a look at it.